Let's learn the letter number 1649. And this is a letter in volume 6, dated Yutes Sivan Tovshin Yud Beis. And this is a letter the Rebbe is sending to the leadership of the yeshiva Tomchet Mimim in Lod. Lod, that was the Chabad main yeshiva in Israel at the time that they had over there. And they were in very close contact with the Rebbe about, it's amazing how the Rebbe micromanaged, which means the Rebbe actually took every detail that they were talking about over there. The Rebbe is giving them guidance and advice for each of their steps over there. So it's like amazing how the Rebbe is involved in each and every detail. That's like, let's see inside. So there's a lot of details. So the Rebbe starts with the leadership. He addresses this to the leadership of the Yeshiva Tomchet Mimim in Lod. May God be with you, peace and blessing. And first the Rebbe said, my previous letter that I had sent to you, that I had a discussion with Dr. Shapiro, you must have gotten. And now the Rebbe says, I am I'm verifying that I received your letter, the 26th of year, the 3rd, the 11th of Sivan, with all the attachments. So, what does the Rebbe say? So the Rebbe says, several things, but you see over here it starts from Beis. So we're only doing number 2. That's what they bring down from the Rebbe. So the Rebbe says, I saw in your letter that it's about 2 years that they were offered a loan from the Sukhnut. That's the Israeli government, the Sukhnut. And you write that you didn't use it. So the Rebbe is asking, you know, what does that mean? You know, what is the... basically, the explanation: somebody's offering money to help out, I guess. Why aren't you using it? Whatever. So that's one thing. Number 3 here, Rebbe says, as it's understood from the previous letter and the letter that you're receiving now, so now there is a offer of 4,000 liris. Those are the shekels liris. Today they're shekels liris at that time. So the Rebbe said you should do it as quick as possible. The Rebbe doesn't want you, don't procrastinate. There is money there, you should take the loan. So the Rebbe writes further like this, in number 4. So the Rebbe says they have 2 ideas how to build. Asking the Rebbe's advice. Should they make an addition, it's called that a tzirif, or a building on the roof, meaning to make, they needed, I guess, more space, or they wanted to make more space, and how should they do it? Should they reach it and make it higher up? Or what they should do is to connect the 2 buildings that are standing in the Shchunat HaRakevet, that was where the train station over there, to connect those buildings together. So they're asking the Rebbe, what did they do? So the Rebbe said, it seems that the second idea is more reasonable than the first one. In general, the Rebbe says like this. This is a general guidance. That as men stelt sich breiter, helft Hashem Yisbarach, which means when you stand in a more wider, in a bigger way, Hashem will help you. So basically, don't be narrow-minded, don't work less, make it bigger. The Rebbe says, especially when you start building and then you don't have the funds to finish, so the Rebbe says it's easier than to get money as a loan or even in a better way, you can make when you already have something on the ground, and for sure, even with the amount that you're going to get now, and perhaps the Rebbe said you can also get the 4,000 that they promised before, so you have a total of 8,000. So that amount of money, you can use at least part of it before you conclude the entire building. So basically, to go ahead and build bigger. Now, they built at that time, they built a special vocational school in the Kfar Chabad. That was taking in, you know, they had the regular yeshiva, but they also took in yeshiva students from the outside who needed a training for an occupation. So it was a base safer for Torah and Melacha, for study Torah, but also vocational, also a job in the village. And the question was, should it be like as soon as you enter the village, the kfar, or you should place it at the end? So the Rebbe said, based on the way you describe the situation, you should place it in the beginning of the village, because then it will be more standing out, be more recognized. And in addition to other things, that it would be easier to build it over there, as you write. But the main thing is that this is closer to the practical, to bring it to fruition, the action, which means that at the end they should actually start studying and doing, start using it. So it seems like if they build it over there, there is more chance and it's going to go quicker. So that's what the Rebbe says. Now, they ask the question, number six, the Rebbe is saying them, what kind of vocation, what kind of a profession should they teach? They had the general concept that they wanted to make something to provide for the livelihood for the future, for the students. But what do they choose? So the Rebbe says, I've already written my opinion in the past, that it has to be a kind of a school in such a profession that you can anticipate that you're going to have a livelihood in the Eretz Yisrael, that you're going to be able to use it. And the Rebbe says, it seems to me that printing and carpentry and similar to that is fitting to this. So that's what they had, and they actually had it in there for many, still is, in Kfar Chabad. The Rebbe said, I've already given over through Reb Mordechai Gorodetzky with the titles when he was here, that the Rebbe says, I reject a school for electricity and radio, and similar to that. Doesn't say here what the objection was, but the Rebbe says not to do that.
And he was an engineer himself.
I had mechanics over there. I know my uncle was for many years the head, even though he had no degree, never went to school, but he was just, you know, very self-taught. He was like perfect. And for many, many years, he would teach in the Beit Sefer Lemelacha, he would teach mechanics, mechanical engineering, or whatever it is. Okay, number seven. They asked the Rebbe to whether to combine the Beit Sefer Lemelacha, that vocational school, together with a suggestion of a school for agriculture. And that's going to be from the youth that are making Aliyah. And so there's going to be like two separate kinds of schools, but they want to make it together. So the Rebbe says that there's a big worry in this item to bunch it together, that one plan or one idea might confuse with the other one. And this may cause between these institutions that need to support it. So you're going to go to the government of Israel, the Sukhnut, whoever they're going to go to, you're going to go them, and this is going to cause, you know, what's more important, etc. You know, what should we support this or this? And therefore, the Rebbe says, because of all these all reasons, presently, this is not a good idea to combine them. However, this is in actual, but in the world of thought, which means in idea, which means, and the Rebbe emphasizes here, don't speak about it to somebody else, but the Rebbe says in our own thinking, you could look into the ideas about this, because when there will be already two aspects, or at least one of them will be actually functioning, maybe then you can try to deal with this, whether connecting these two schools in a way, and in those matters, which you can use one, there's an expression, if you have a candle, one person can see by it and 100 people. So certain things, you don't have to be redundant. If you have two institutions, you can use, sort of combine, instead of making for each one separately. However, the Rebbe says, I'm repeating my idea that if you suggest and you start talking about combining two schools, so then there is a worry, and there's that people may say this, they'll grab onto this idea and say, oh, that's great, and that's going to be an excuse to push away both of the suggestions intellectually, and then it's not going to come to fruition. So the Rebbe was, I mean, I guess if you make the project too big or you make it too much, then, you know, it may not work out, or people may use it as an excuse not to do anything. Then number eight. So these are all instructions to the leadership of the yeshivas over there, and to the moisdis. It says what to name this this school, this vocational school. So the Rebbe says that for now it's not proper now to tie yourself down with a permanent name and leave that empty space for now. It will be called just a school for printing or a school for carpentry, which is attached to the yeshiva of Lud and to their yeshiva. And the Rebbe said, it's not fitting to say specifically the name of the yeshiva, Tomchei Tmimim, because then there will also be a conflict when you're trying to raise money for this school, and then try and raise money for Tomchei Tmimim. Rebbe says sufficient for those who understand. Basically, you don't want to mix it up, so keep the names separately so that it will be two separate, and they won't, I guess, hurt each other in their fundraising. So, number nine, the Rebbe says, I was very pleased from your detailed letter, relatively speaking, as far as the situation of the yeshiva, quality-wise and quantity-wise, and as you are writing, the yeshiva has been elevated, stepped up to a higher level, quality-wise, relative to what it was till now. So also, the Rebbe says, I enjoyed reading in your letter that you send students to go out and take part in the Chabad activities. And these students, their main purpose and their main shalichas mission is to study Torah, which includes the revealed part of Torah, Chassidus. But because of the need, the time today, and its actual pikuach nefesh, saving lives, so then you are forced to take part of their time and also occupy themselves in saving lives. And the Rebbe says their heart should ache them that they have to do this. In other words, the spiritual people, the mashpiim, Especially, they need to explain this to their students who are activists, that they are expected the two extremes, that they are sent to occupy and work in this activities with dedication, with truth, and with the most possible effort. But so while they're sending them out to do activities outside of the yeshivas, and by the way, this was something which was unique to Chabad, to take students and get them involved in putting on tefillin and giving mezuzahs and talking about kosher and bringing people in. In most yeshivas, they say, no, they just have to sit and study. They don't get them involved with social, with activities, with trying to spread the Yiddishkeit. But the Rebbe says, but together with the fact that they're sent out and they're doing their work with dedication, with faithfulness, but yet they need to know the students, and the Rebbe is giving it for the Mashpim to explain to them, that they should look at this as work which is not their goal. Had it not been for the special demand when we are the heels of the heels of Mashiach. And more than I write over here, for sure, you will explain this to all the students, Sheyichyu. So the Rebbe is saying to them, so don't mistake in this, that this is your real work. We have to do it now because it's a time of Pikuach Nefesh. The Rebbe also is giving them scripts. These scripts are somehow funding, which is connected to this communal activities in which the students are occupying themselves. Specifically, the Rebbe is sending for them. And in point 11, they say, they write in their letter, now remember that this is just in the beginning of the Rebbe's leadership, and the Rebbe is bombarding them, basically, do. So they conclude in their letter that up till now, they had not been accustomed to give a detailed notification, and now they find it that it's important to do so. So the Rebbe says, it's a shame that you didn't do so in the past, but it's only the past. So why are you, no need to apologize for what you do now. So you're saying, you know, you didn't do it? Okay, but keep on doing. And for sure, the Rebbe says, you will give as a loan to the Reshet El Yitzchok, that tzrif, they have this, a tzrif is not a full house, I don't know, it's kind of maybe a tent, not a real tent, it's something, it's a structure, it's like a bungalow. And it says, Rebbe says, loan it to them, because they need it, zman groma, so the Rebbe gives it to them, to ask them to basically give it to the others as a loan. The Rebbe says, I had not intended that you should take upon yourself the part which is on the Gudus Chabad to put effort as far as the yeshiva. But only Elevarak to encourage them to go. I mean, I guess there is the aspects that they still, the Rebbe wants them to do. With blessing for success in your holy work, and Hashem should grant you to give good news in all of these matters and in a regular basis to keep informed the Rebbe. Okay, so this is the letter over here. So money's-